The headquarters opened up yesterday at 9 o'clock, and the silent auction and merchandise this year is absolutely beautiful. If you haven't been to the Holiday Inn yet, they renovated this year. Also beautiful. They did a great job there. I don't think they're completed completely, but it's close to being done. And the areas that we're using are real beautiful. But the silent auction, there's the amount of items that we've gotten in the support from the community in the silent auction is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And the items that are there, it's comparable to like your Michigan Made or your Michigan Fair. In terms of items, it's Michigan-based items, Mushing-based items, and absolutely beautiful stuff this year. So I recommend stopping down.
That all helps with the fundraising to keep this event going.
Yeah, it's a huge fundraiser, and the community is extremely generous in donating. And we hope that you can stop by and check it out, bid on some things, and help out the race.
Tonight there is the annual banquet for the mushers, the bib draw. That's where the order is announced as to when how the mushers are going out the gate. Vet checks tomorrow morning right by the hotel at Riverside Auto, and then that shifts into some great stuff tomorrow night downtown Marquette. What's on the docket?
Yeah, schedule events is on our website, up200.org, all weekend long, obviously. We'll shift into the start tomorrow night after the vet check, or after about 5 o'clock we start getting the mushers ready and get things going at about 7 o'clock tomorrow.
There's something going on too, a little bit different this year. I think it's like a pregame or a dog tailgate.
So we've always done it. You know, people that come down, spectators have had the chance to come down and kind of view what the mushers do to get ready. You know, the pregame essentially. Mm-hmm. And this year we were in a meeting, and actually an NMU student had said something, and it sparked a thought, and we said, well, why don't we call it the tailgate, you know, play on tailgating. So it's the doggy tailgate. Basically it's going to be from 5:15 to 6-ish, 5 to 6-ish, where it's your opportunity to go down there, you know, maybe chat with the mushers a little bit. But then at 6 o'clock, we need to clear the track, and that's when everybody needs to be off so the mushers can get ready.
We always talk about this with you guys, but this bears mentioning, and we'll mention it now. We'll mention it before you're gone here too this morning, is that if you are coming down there, don't bring your dog.
Yeah, we all obviously, I mean, this is a dog event. It's a dog sled race. But they're athletes, and it's not a place to bring your own pet. And every year we have people that bring their dogs down, and it's the most difficult conversation I think that we have in our NMU crowd control. We talk about it every year. Volunteers have to have is that we can't have dogs down there. We've made a post on Facebook, and we had several mushers comment on that, please leave your dogs at home, basically pleading that it doesn't make sense. They don't mix. And if you have any friends that are coming down, or you know of anyone, please help get the word out that this isn't a place for house pets or dogs.
What's the website for folks to get the latest info?
up200.org.
Also, Ross, through the course of the weekend, there's a couple of opportunities for folks to check it out, including the Mush Bus. What's that?
Yeah, the Mush Bus runs from Marquette to Grand Marais. Also picks up at the Falling Rock in Munising. Actually, we've got quite a few riders that are getting picked up at the Falling Rock in Munising this year, which is pretty exciting. We've only got 4 seats left for that.
Oh, really?
But anticipating, you know, possibly maybe having some drops. So if you're looking to do that, don't be afraid to get on the waiting list. Mm-hmm. And get up to Grand Marais. You know, I said it last time I was in here. If you can get to Grand Marais, you know, even drive out of Munising, drive up H-58, you know, and see the snow, and it's sure gorgeous up there,
right?
And get up to Grand Marais and check out the race. It's a whole different experience, but I think equally as awesome as downtown Marquette.
Yeah, they do their own thing up there, and it is a really great celebration of the whole event. And that's kind of the thing. It runs Marquette, Alger County, goes in all these mm-hmm. different places. You've also got the Midnight Run going on, and there's the Jack Pine 30 too as well. What's the details with those races?
Yeah, so the Midnight Run runs out of Marquette, goes to Chatham, the MSU Extension. They have a farm out there, part of Michigan State University. Mm-hmm. They've been huge supporters of the race for a long time, and we do a checkpoint out there. They do a great job. Actually, the straw that's parked out front comes from there.
yeah, see that
and,
out there.
And so they park there, and they come back to Marquette. And then the Jack Pine 30 is out in Gwynn on Saturday. And they run a, it's a 25 mile course, Jack Pine 30, but it's actually about 25 miles. And, that goes, basically goes off Saturday, and the whole town of Gwynn comes out for that.
Right.
And really it's communities. I mean, and you know, the downtown is what we talk about, and obviously I'm from Marquette, but I don't think Chatham and Wetmore and Gwynn and Grand Marais get enough mention. I don't think we can mention those towns enough, because those are the miracles of this race. I love those towns, and I wish more people would go out there.
And that's sort of the thing here, is that this is the, for the UP 200, the 30th running. And I was looking at that, and it's just like amazing how time has passed, but how it has grown as an event to bring in all of these other communities too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pier Michigan has done a great job of getting the word out. They've been a race supporter now for about 4 years, 5 years. And all of those communities, and because of that, all of those communities pulled together, and we're able to, you know, this is a Marquette, Elder County, Delta, or Schoolcraft. Mm-hmm. We pull together. It's not just Marquette County.
Right.
It is a group effort, and all of those communities and checkpoints are equally as important.
So again, the opening ceremonies are about 6:30 tomorrow night, downtown Marquette. The first mushers out at 7 for the UP 200. About 8:30 is the Jack Pine 30, but you've got stuff going on at the Holiday Inn all weekend, and really the place to go is your website, which is what?
Yep, check out the website, up200.org. We've got a link to all of our sponsors. Got to mention the Mining Journal, Eagle Mine, and NBank is a new sponsor this year, one of our major sponsors. So absolutely wonderful to have everybody back. Check out the sponsors, check out the schedule events, and get down to the silent auction, because it is one of the best this year.
All right, that sounds good. And again, that website is?
up200.org.